Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
We are limbering up already. It's not until next weekend, but the All-Ireland football final. We get a lovely little taster of the hurling this weekend, Cork versus Tipperary. But if you're like me, my mind is 99.9% focused on the football. And it might be the same for this gentleman. The pride of Donegal. He's trying to knock Daniel O'Donnell, wee Daniel, off the top spot. He knows he has a big task ahead of him to do that. Daniel is beloved, but so is this man, Mr. Eric Roberts. An impossible task to begin with. Are you able to summarise or sum up what the county is feeling and experiencing ahead of the All-Ireland?
I feel like we've all been brought back to 2012, just the same excitement. Jimmy's winning matches is on repeat in every store I walk into. People are just wearing their colours to work or to funerals, to mass, whatever's going on. The support in the county is just, it's unbelievable again. And we're just all holding our breath. We're all holding our breath and we're hoping we can do it.
How much have you enjoyed the journey so far? Because epic wins along the way and Donegal really laying down markers in a lot of matches that they are and want their hands on Sam Maguire. But to be part of that journey yourself as a fan, getting to go to the matches, what that's been like?
It's been incredible. I've been to the last two or three games with different members of my family and friends and stuff, and it's just every time you go, you're enthralled in the madness, and it's been absolutely incredible. And I've had the pleasure as well of meeting up with some other content creators along the journey and having the last laugh as well. I met up with Kayleigh Trapp before the Monaghan game and we did a bit of content, and I met with Rory Stories just before the Meath game. So there's a lot of talk coming up to the final here with we're facing Kerry, and a lot of people are in my DM saying when I'm meeting up with the Flemings. Now, I don't know, we're going to have to organise something, some sort of firework display or jump out of a helicopter, because each video has done better than the last. But there's a real rivalry there now coming into the next game. I mean, we're coming off the back of 20 points, a victory in the semi-final. You can't help but be confident and be proud. But I feel like we're all very, very scared of Kerry at the same time. They're an incredible team. So I think both teams have the making of a really, really amazing final. So I'm very excited to be going. One of the lucky ones up here to be going, Jesus, the tickets are like gold dust, lads.
Do you have people in your DMs going, any chance of tickets?
I have people messaging me like I'm Ticketmaster. And if I had spare tickets going, I wouldn't give my mother the spare ticket. Never mind user 083427. With the profile photo of a cat. So I don't know why they think I have all these spare tickets, but yeah, the DMs are popping out at the moment.
To think the things you could get people to do for you if you had a spare ticket going to them.
You'd be frightened of what people might do. I'd be frightened of what my own friends would do up here, because some of them are messaging me as well, and I'm just marking them as unread because there's nothing I can do for them. But we all saw the debacle that happened during the week there with the chairperson and the president and the sponsor winning the draw ticket. So that's kind of like what it is all over the country, I'm assuming. But yeah, they're like absolute gold dust. My God, it's harder to get into the Intertrope Park than the Royal Wedding, I'd say.
But for anyone who is working at an All-Ireland final, whether it be Marty Morrissey or Thomas Niblock or perhaps an Eric Roberts themselves, I'm sure you don't have to show tickets going in. Are you doing the final this weekend?
I am doing the final this weekend, so there might be some people that are annoyed at me now as well with the hurling. But I'm lucky enough to be going. I'm working with the BBC this weekend with some fairly big names. I don't know if I can say who is in attendance, but very, very big names that I'm very nervous to meet, but also very excited to meet. But not only am I working this weekend, I'm also lucky enough to be working the following weekend at the Gas. So two very big weekends for myself incoming. But I'm thrilled to be going to both games. Obviously, there's a bit of bias there. It's going to be hard to be professional at the football final. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to have my Donegal jersey on underneath my presenter clothes. But I'm delighted to be going to both games.
And the amount of people watching, you know this already. No need to make you more nervous than you potentially are.
I'd prefer if you didn't mention that.
No, I'm going to keep going. It's not just the six counties of BBC NI Sport. It is the entire of the UK that sees the hurling final and potentially the football final, isn't it?
There's murmurs of 2.1 million people or something, I think, for this year. So, yeah, I'm trying not to think about it. I'm starting to sweat here.
Eric, Roberts, can we ask you to be a little bit of a spokesperson for Donegal? Myself and Dave, we're getting ideas here that we would love to be bandwagoners coming into the next week and leading up to the All-Ireland. What sort of a welcome do you think we'd get in the county of Donegal if we were to make our way there one of the days before the All-Ireland?
I think you should be well received. I think you should be well received as long as you committed to being Donegal bandwagoners and you weren't jumping on the Kerry train then heading down to the Kingdom or anything, doing something similar. If you commit to us and you give us your full attention, then we'll welcome you with open arms.
I couldn't care less about the Kingdom. As you know, or you might know, I am in love with a place that you are from, Nadunov.
Absolutely. You've been in there with your top off many times, and I've been in there watching you, and it's been a joy to see you go from strength to strength. We're big fans of you.
I would like to say that is a lie, but he's actually telling the truth. So I've no love for Kerry. It'll be all Donegal. So do you think we won't be kicked out of the Diamond if we happen to go to Donegal Town or...
I think yous might be safe enough, but I mean, you've been DJing that long now, Dave. I don't know if you'll remember. This was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I wasn't on social media at the time. I guess you could say I was a nobody, and I came up and asked you for a photo, and you said you couldn't right now, and you sort of waved me away because you were in the middle of your sick mix, and I've never forgotten that. So I mean, you're going to have to make it up to me somehow, I think, before you come into the county. But once that happens, we can talk.
You know what? I'd do the exact same thing to you again if I was in the middle of a sick mix. Sorry.
Your mixes are pretty sick.
Yes, in both senses of the word, the positive and the negative. Eric, it is some couple of weeks ahead for you. It has been some couple of years for you. May the train keep on going and keep on rolling.
Fingers crossed. Thank you very much, guys. And come here. It's going to be a big week for Donegal. Never mind just me. I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Mr. Eric Roberts, you might find him sometimes on Ireland AM. You'll definitely find him on social media, TikTok or Instagram, Eric Roberts. And you'll definitely find him on the BBC and I coverage of the All-Ireland Hurling Final and Football Final this weekend and next. That is the dream gig.
Absolutely it is. But what I'm more excited about is he is pretty much given us the go-ahead to call off the bandwagon, hop up on it, make our way to Donegal someday next week and be like, here, how you fix for a bit of All-Ireland hype?
Let's make some calls, make some moves, put in some messages, tickle some people with feathers and see if we can make this work. We've got to get a bit of taste of an All-Ireland football final week in Donegal, don't we?
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.